It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Arun Roth. Here are some of the top stories we're following this morning.
Arun.
What, Steve?
There's no time for that now. It's the Friday
Steve,
before Thanksgiving.
It's the news, Steve.
Well, okay,
I have to read the news.
I understand. We'll get to it eventually. But right now, we have a seasonal tradition involving NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg. And this year, she begins with an unusual request.
The request was forwarded to me from a distant fifth floor, I'm on four, company division.
Thank you for calling NPR Communications.
I'm trying to reach Justin Lucas, the head of NPR's audience and community relations team.
Justin Lucas is not available.
Then he is.
Hey, how are you?
You Justin?
Yes, I am.
He's the go-to person here for requests from listeners, for information, permissions. He'd gotten a letter from Beth Hansen, owner of Soup and Salad, a small sandwich shop in Easton, Maryland. That's a charming old town on the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay. Justin reads an excerpt.
I'd love to make and sell Mama Stanberg's cranberry chutney. A portion of the proceeds.
Wait, she says chutney?
Chutney, yes.
It's a relish.
Fair point, fair point.
Anyway.
A portion of the proceeds will go to either NPR or our local NPR station.
Oh.
Please let me know the terms under which you would allow this. Thank you very much.
Well, this is too much. Beth Hansen is writing about a recipe which I have read on NPR for the past 127 years, a venerable Thanksgiving recipe from my late mother-in-law for a tart relish with cranberry, sour cream, sugar, onion, and horseradish. Specifics at NPR.org, which sounds terrible, but tastes terrific. Even though it does end up the color of Pepto-Bismol. Anyway, Justin says I'm the one to give permission, so I call her.
Hello, Soup and Salad.
Hi, is Beth Hansen there?
This is me.
Oh, hi, Miss Hansen. This is Susan Stamberg at National Public Radio.
Wow!
She tells me there are lots of NPR listeners in her area who are curious about the recipe but do not want to actually make it. She figures if she makes it, they'll want to try it. So
can we do it?
Well, I'm kind of picky about that recipe. I mean, America can make it when I do
okay.
it on the radio, but I need to. You're not very far from where I am in Washington, D.C. I think I'd need to come and inspect your sandwich shop and see the kind of operation you've got.
That would be fabulous.
Beth explains how to get to her food stand in the Amish Country Farmers Market. Then there's one more thing. You were asking what our terms might be. You know, we have no terms, to tell you the truth, Miss Hansen, but this inspection will be very important, just to make sure it's the proper venue.
That's great.
See you soon.
Bye.
Turned out it was Waterfowl Festival weekend in Easton, a lively celebration of hunting season in Delmarva, where Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia make a pretty peninsula. But the only geese we see in town are carved in plastic and bleep from a boombox hidden behind some bales of hay. Floyd the dog, a 9-year-old chocolate lab retriever, sounds more authentic.
Here, get him, boy. Get him, boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy.
Floyd is a bit raggedy. He had come from the festival's retriever demonstration, where dogs dive into a pool of water to nab targets and bring them back alive. Now, like you, I have attitudes about hunting and guns. I like big dogs and decoys and not great paintings of ducks and geese and sunny streets full of families and food stalls, but I need to go out of town a bit to find the would-be cranberry lady. Okay, so we're in sort of a little shopping strip, and there's a series of very nice buildings. I was expecting some outside tents and things and little tables set up under it, but this is not that. The Amish Farmers Market is supermarket size, immaculate, with vendors in straw hats, long beards, the women in simple dresses and tidy white caps, selling everything from chicken breasts and salad dressing to knitted mittens and handmade furniture. Over here, jewels by Ray. Nice-smelling candles. Lots of eating areas all around. Tables, chairs. At 9 in the morning, there's quite a line at the all-you-can-eat $7 breakfast buffet. Delmarva native Mark Weaver is fixing himself a plate.
Start with the potatoes. You got to have your starch, and then my scrapple. Then, after that, we're going to get a little bit of bacon. I'll grab a biscuit. I'll make a little biscuits and gravy.
At this point, I am in need of Beth Hansen's soup and salad. Where is she? Strolling the aisles, searching.
There's a sign. It says, "Welcome, Susan Stamberg of NPR. The relish is back here."
Searching, searching. There they are.
Hey.
Beth is tall and smiling. Gray hair, friendly, if a bit nervous.
"We want to know if we're worthy to serve the cranberry relish."
She does sell soup with her husband, Tom Anovic.
"We have potato leek, vegetable beef, vegetable crab, and chicken noodle."
Smells great. And the salad fixings are so fresh, they sparkle. You know, I didn't bring my white gloves for the inspection tour to see if you would be worthy to sell this time-honored recipe. But the stand looks really nice. And nestled carefully in a bed of ice, what is on display but containers of cranberry relish? Pink cranberry relish. My cranberry relish. Beth opens a container.
Okay, this is the big moment. Okay. Are we worthy?
It's a little pale. It's supposed to be sort of more Pepto-Bismol color. She hands me a spoon. This is perfect.
Perfect? We got perfect?
Could use a little more horseradish, but who am I to quibble? Another bite. A grin, and Beth Hansen gets the Stamberg family seal of approval. A tangy way to say happy Thanksgiving to her and you. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.